Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Chauncey Show. We're always right, never left. We put God first and politics second. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We want to hope that everyone is having a great day today. We're excited to have in our studio today, national figure, truth seeker, truth speaker, best-selling co-author of QAnon, Art of War, Dustin Nemos is in the studio today, and he has a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on in our country today, and we're excited to have him on the show. Welcome to the studio, Dustin.
Thanks, Chauncey, for having me back.
Dustin, just, you know, for my new listeners, just briefly talk about, you know, who you are and briefly how we got to where we are today.
Well, I'm a business entrepreneur turned citizen journalist about the time where President Trump got involved in politics. I kind of got hope again, I guess. I'd given up on politics and politicians, I think, like many others. And like many others, there was a bit of a great awakening of people getting involved in the political process. And I think that scared the establishment, which is where the censorship came in. And turns out I'm probably one of the most censored citizen journalists in America today. I've been banned, of course, like everyone else, from all of the different platforms. But the extent to which I've been smeared and attacked, and also, frankly, the targeting and censorship, even on YouTube, got to such a level that I can, you know, confidently say that without trying to brag. So I, you know, that's where I'm at now as a citizen journalist, just being covering the news daily for since Christmas Eve of 2017. And today I can't really speak on any platform. I almost can't have a bank account. I can't do business with, you know, places like PayPal or YouTube or Google. Because I'm unpersoned, because I spoke out for truth and Trump, and that's kind of who I am and what I've been doing for the last couple of years. I run a small news company called NemosNewsNetwork.com, and we were big on YouTube, but that, of course, has been wiped out multiple times. So I guess that's the brief overview of who I am. And you're right, there's a lot going on today. I mean, I just watched 5 minutes ago before I got on, I watched Fauci get busted for lying to Congress by Dr. Rand Paul. I mean, it's fireworks.
You know, Dustin, I'm speechless. I did see that same take. Thank God for Senator Rand Paul. The censorship is really beyond the pale. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I thought I lost you for a second. You know, the censorship is beyond the pale. I mean, you are a national, international figure. I'm just a, you know, a small national, you know, talk show host, and I've gotten restricted twice on LinkedIn just for sharing factual information that does not fit their narrative. I'm not disrespectful, you know, or anything of that nature. And when I question them about it, they suspend me for 2 weeks, and I am a paying customer on LinkedIn at $60 a month. But it's sad how even Facebook yesterday flagged a post of mine from 2015. And I responded, you know, to a post to all of my Facebook followers. I said, it's sad that, you know, that they're really working hard to censor anyone who has a voice that tries to speak truth to power. And I look at, I'm insignificant to the big picture. I mean, we look at what they did to the president of the United States, as well as being banned off of all social media platforms. And the sad part is with the left is that it's okay as long as it's not being done to us. And that type of thinking is extremely troubling, because anyone with the ounce of brain say, listen, if they could do it to them, they could do it to me. And then they would push back to be on the side of what is right. But that's not happening here in our country. And the left, the progressive left, you know, anyone who speaks for truth is being censored, banned, attacked. And it's sad because that's not what our country was founded on. Go ahead. I'll let you chime in.
Well, I mean, I agree, absolutely. And frankly, you know, America has been falconized. There's two sides. There's a side censors opposition, and, you know, they don't go for the science, but they claim to be the party of science. And then they flip-flop their science every week on whatever's politically useful at the moment. And we can point to numerous examples, including the CDC, Fauci, flip-flop Fauci, the fraud, and others. And, you know, they don't actually follow any recent science. They actually suppress and censor. Talking about censorship, look at the Danish mask study. They suppress and censor anything that does not fit the narrative, even when it may help people. They suppressed hydroxychloroquine, and that killed people. I mean, Fauci is a mass murderer because of his complicity, and others are involved as well in suppressing hydroxychloroquine. I mean, they were also involved in suppressing the Lancet or in suppressing hydroxychloroquine through the Lancet research that came out later, bashing hydroxychloroquine, which was extracted. That's the largest medical journal in the world. It was a phony research, or actually two, I think, different research papers that were establishment big pharma shills trying to set Trump up. And it worked. Yeah. And then they quietly retracted it later after doing massive damage and killing who knows how many millions of people worldwide.
You know, Dustin, you hit the nail on the head. I want to digress for a second. Donald Trump, I believe, contracted COVID earlier on, January, February. Took the hydrochloroquine, worked well, he's fine. And once he said that he supported hydrochloroquine, it was like everybody took a left turn and denounced it.
I mean,
everybody took a left turn and denounced it. And we saw subsequently what has happened as a result. Another interesting thing is that, you know, talking, you know, about Fauci, looking at COVID at the existing moment, you know, they're worrying about it spreading. They're giving people the virus by the vaccine. And the same people who have been vaccinated are getting the Delta virus now. You mentioned, you know, and I'm going to let you chip in. You know, you mentioned Big Pharma. And it's ironic there's a tape out there of Fauci saying a year before Donald Trump was even elected during his presidency that there is going to be an outbreak. So, but we can get into that later, that if we think that was planned or not. But go ahead, I'll let you respond.
Well, Fauci, you know, if you look into it, Fauci and his research at the NIH had already shown that hydroxychloroquine was effective against coronaviruses, but that's a different story in and of itself. You just hit a really important point on the head, and that is the Delta variant comes from the vaccine. Now, of course, Joe Biden is on TV at the White House telling people that the communities who are unvaccinated are the ones having the outbreaks. Jen Psaki, his press secretary, is saying that they need to censor all of the people on other platforms, not just big tech, from spreading misinformation. The Surgeon General wants mandates and perhaps even overt censorship. I mean, at this point, the entire federal government seems to be trying to get you to take this jab, whether you want it or not. And at the same time, you're having outbreaks associated with communities that are vaccinated, not unvaccinated. We're seeing one study from the UK shows that 60% of those who are being admitted to hospitals are vaccinated. Mostly double vaccinated. We're actually one really glaring example, and you'll see this actually correlates across any nation. You can go look at any of them, and it, once the vaccine is introduced, you see a spike of, you know, just look at the timeline. The vaccine was introduced, and then you see the spike. But beyond that, look at the country of Bhutan. This is a tiny little mountain kingdom north of India. You know, they actually measure their kingdom success by happiness of the citizenry rather than GDP, unlike most countries, which is kind of cute and curious. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the point is that they rolled out their vaccine within the period of about 2 weeks or less on over half of their population. 64% were vaccinated in about a week. Immediately afterwards, within a predictable pattern, they had the sharpest spike up in Delta variant surge that I've ever seen. And this bears out, again, slightly less, but still incredibly sharp hockey stick graphs just like our death rate after the vaccine was introduced, and that's a different story. But these countries are having the surge after the vaccine, and you're even seeing it on 100% vaccinated military ships, 100% vaccinated cruise ships. I mean, it's obvious, it's glaring, and even among the Democrats, they're having outbreaks among the supposedly 100% vaccinated group that came out of Texas and is boycotting their duties as elected officials.
You know, it's sad. You know, my personal opinion is if, you know, God made my body perfect and my immune system perfect, even for religious reasons, I wouldn't take it. But, you know, be this as it may, why would I want to put a virus inside my body? Just like the flu shot, I've never taken the flu shot. Why do I want to put a flu in my body? And you know, I've never seen the type of public relation, marketing, and advertising to push people getting vaccinated. I mean, if this COVID was so dangerous, you wouldn't have to market it. People would be begging, knocking on doors, tearing things down to please give me the shot. And that's the ironic part is that, well, you know, most people can't see that. And it's sad. You know, thank God none of my kids got it, and I have older kids, adults. Now, only troubling thing is that, you know, my daughter told me before she goes back to school, they're mandating her to get the shot. And I'm troubled by that, you know, because it's almost like she's in her last year of school and now she's got to take a shot. Now, God forbid, if my daughter dies, can I sue? Will I be able to sue the school?
No.
For mandate? So in other words, on the legal side, what do you call it? They give everyone immunity.
Yeah, liability, immunity, and, you know, that, theoretically, the taxpayer could cover it in a vaccine court. But Chauncey, I'm really dismayed to hear that. And my cousin, who's just entering college, had to take the vaccine, was coerced into it, despite it still not even being FDA approved, and that's not even legal. Can I say something shocking? I know you mentioned the last time we did an interview, it was like censored, and you were having trouble getting it uploaded. It's probably going to do the same thing again if I say this, so I just want to ask first.
No, you can say it. I just have realized where I can place it and where I can't now. So go ahead. No worries. Yeah.
We're definitely in the deep end of this. What I want to say is if you break down the math from the CDC's own numbers and admissions and from the VAERS system, which is the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, 99% of people have never heard of it. And it's, you know, less than 1% of people actually report their symptoms, including death or adverse effects or neurological issues or whatever. There's a whole bunch of different side effects being reported. But only 1% or less actually report this, according to a government commission study called the Lazarus Report. So, you know, you can follow that up later. But essentially, we're already having, again, I mentioned it earlier briefly, a sort of a hockey spike, death rate spiking of average 200, 300 a year. Suddenly it's over 9,000 and growing for this year alone, adverse effects. And that's just the death. That's not including the tens of thousands of adverse effects. Now, if you do the math according to their own Lazarus report and multiply that times 100 for a rough estimate, we already have 900,000 people dead from this vaccine in America. And I believe that. I do. When this vaccine was introduced, nonstop ambulances where I was living in Southwest Florida, which was largely a retirement community, and the elderly are not having a good time with this vaccine at all. I think that it's the population. I believe that it's, you know,
I agree. Yes. I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't mean to cut you off, Dustin, because you're right on point. This is about depopulation control of the elite, for lack of a better term.
It is, and that's why they suppress the cheap $2 cures like hydroxychloroquine, which has been so effective in other countries. That's why they push the vaccines, which have liability shields. That's why they bribe you to take it, offer you freebies, they offer you money or you know, free burgers or Xboxes or lottery tickets, things like that. because it doesn't work. And if it did, you wouldn't have to bribe or coerce people into taking it and give liability immunity to the companies that make it. But, you know, I also want to, in regard to vaccines, there's a Supreme Court case on the record, quote, unavoidably unsafe. And you can look that up as well. There's a bunch of other facts to support why you should probably educate before you vaccinate in general. But this is not a vaccine. This is a new type of technology that they're calling a vaccine to hide it under the same sort of liability protection that other vaccines have. And this is a eugenics, this thing is sterilizing people. It's causing all sorts of problems for pregnant women or women who are not even pregnant. In some cases, they're getting their periods back after not having them for years or losing their periods or changing their cycles or having miscarriages. It's a bit of a Holocaust, frankly.
I've also wondered if what else is in that vaccine? A microchip, microchips. There's so many different variations. It's just really sad. I'm very thankful that I am awake, and I'm thank God that you're a friend of yours, that you are awake and you speak truth to power, because, like you said, they are killing people. They're killing people. Go ahead, Dustin.
I thought you were finished. I'm sorry. I was going to add to that, I'm not a scientist, but I'm friends with people like Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Dr. Judy Mikovits and others who are world-renowned experts on the vaccine hesitancy side. And they could break it down better than me as far as what's in it. But I can tell you that we're having a couple of variants, if you want, or scariants of vaccine. And those vaccines are having certain side effects. The Pfizer vaccine, for example, largely associated, I think, with the blood clot. The Moderna vaccine, which is the mRNA type, it's largely associated with, like, the heart attacks or the cytokine storms and all these neurological issues that you're seeing. So you get to pick your poison. I mean, you do get to do a little research and pick which suicide vaccine that you want to take. But that's the extent of the choice that they want to leave you, because unlike the left when it comes to abortion with my body, my choice, they do not want to leave you a choice. It's already going door to door. Trying to coerce people and intimidate and bully them into it. And the next step is writing on the wall. We've already had Pentagon spokespeople talk about how it's not mandatory now, but, once it's FDA approved, I'm sure we'll revisit that issue. You're already seeing people on CNN, supposed medical experts calling for the lockdowns and quarantines and even taking the children away from conservatives who refuse to take this vaccine for any reason, medical, religious, or otherwise. Mentioned religious, this stuff was made, invented based on technology, and in some cases using parts from aborted fetal tissue. So absolutely, it's an abomination from a religious perspective, and I would personally rather die than murder a baby in order to live. And I
Amen.
Think that's a choice that many could understand.
Amen.
And I think that that's where we are at this point. They want to force it on us.
Yes, and, that brings me briefly to Revelations. Time is at hand, and we are definitely going through a spiritual warfare right now, and it's acting itself out physically. Our government is moving towards authoritarian, totalitarian communism, even if you look at the educational system, trying to brainwash our children with transgender people teaching and all these other immoral acts that goes against God. We are witnessing and living in the end times. And I really want to thank you for standing up for truth, because you have and your family have bared the brunt of being honest. And, if they crucified Jesus Christ, who's Dustin Nemos? Who's Chauncey Brown? So we have to expect that people like us that stand up for what is right will always be chastised. But we have to stick with our beliefs and our morals, because that's who we are as God-fearing people. And I pray for those others because, you know, I believe in karma. I believe in redemption. And, you know, a man reaps what he sows. And, you know, it's sad times, especially now, trying to impose this vaccine upon our children. It really disgusts me beyond the pale. It is disgusting that you are trying to force vaccines, immoral acts, immoral education on our children. Really, it's gone too far.
Yeah. It's late stage decadence, and it destroys most empires, historically speaking. And we're past our expiration date, and this country is the greatest country on earth. It always has been, and we've learned a lot of lessons, and I think that's why we sort of have made it so far. But we are at a critical point in our history. We're way beyond a constitutional crisis, and we're at a cultural crisis at this point, and I'm not even sure our culture will survive it.
Amen, and exactly, and that is the challenging thought for you and I who have foresight. And insight, and for all others who have foresight, insight as well. That's why we are standing up so feverishly for our children, our grandchildren, because we see not only what's here, but what's coming. But we're called conspiracy theorists. We're called all kinds of names. We're called racists. We're called all kinds of names to disparage the truth. But we have to keep moving forward and speaking truth to power because, you know, we live and die by our words. And they're going to live and die by theirs. And it's unfortunate, but that's the bed they lay in. But when you go after children, that's where you really have really reached a bar with me. Children are off limits. On every level, you know, and like I said, I'm even troubled. My daughter's 21 and I'm beside myself, you know, about it. I really am, you know, because I don't trust this stuff. I trust science. I don't trust the politics. I don't trust the governmental leaders. I don't trust big pharma. And even like you said, if you look at the science, you're contracting, there's a 0.09% chance of contracting COVID. And then it's almost less than that. If you contract it, you're dying from it. So, you know, it's definitely a ploy for big pharma to make a lot of money. And that's sad because go ahead, Dustin.
I just wanted to briefly interject and mention about the research. When they say it's about the science and we're anti-science or we're not following the science, you can debunk that quite easily because none of their scientists want to actually answer any of the hard questions. None of them want to actually have a debate with the opposing team. All of they want to do is censor disinformation. And when you tear out a man's tongue, you are not proving him wrong. You're proving that you fear what he has to say. And that's what, you know, I basically just wanted to briefly interrupt and say that. I'm sorry.
No. Thank you. Your input is critical to this show. You know, I hope because we have about 15 or 20 minutes left and, you know, we covered a lot today. And I probably want to talk about the government a little bit. But I hope that you'll come back on, you know, for my listeners that might want to talk about the book. QAnon, The Art of War. Maybe we can do a segment on just talking about the book, if you don't mind, if you have time, if you can come back on.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Or I've even got another book coming out relatively soon, next few months, I'm hoping, that will be much more exciting because we've had a lot of contacts, a lot of time, so, you know, the repository and archive of proof and evidence and the science that they don't want to look at. And we can make a very compelling case that China and the Democrats and the deep state colluded to take down Trump and to use this not only for depopulation and to turn down the historic trade deal that President President Trump had just signed with destroying and decimating their economy, but also in order to take medical tyranny to the next level and take away our rights. And we're seeing sort of the Patriot Act 2.0 medical version turned on patriots and all citizens now in the guise of this COVID for your own protection nonsense, where for the first time in history, really, they're making healthy people quarantine and masking people who are asymptomatic and forcing the vaccine. And even the WHO changed their definition of herd immunity from 70 years of established science, where they were saying either get the vaccine or contract the virus and get over it, and you'll develop antibodies, to you have to get the vaccine in order to develop herd immunity. There is no natural immunity anymore, according to the WHO. They're rewriting the science as they go, and they're also censoring it, and we're going to prove that as well in this book coming up.
Dustin, help me. Also, the WHO, WHO came out with what are the levels of what is considered a pandemic by what? I forgot the numbers, because COVID never even reached the global pandemic rate level that was established by WHO. I'm not sure exactly what the numbers is. Are you aware of that?
Not off the top of my head, so I don't want to speak to it, but I can speak, you know, on some of the numbers around the death rate, which was grossly, grossly overinflated, which even places in California now are admitting. I mean, one county had, I think it was 6 out of almost 200 cases that had COVID, actually had died of COVID. So we only, you know, even the CDC admitted that it was really only 6% of the total death toll that died of COVID, as like they were dying of a flu, instead of being ran off a cliff or dying in an accident or suicide or, you know, some sort of natural cause or cancer or heart attack or stroke or something else normal with no symptoms whatsoever, but then maybe posthumously a COVID test that said positive, or maybe they didn't even have it and they were not even coughing, but they were marked down. And that's the 94% of the deaths that they're saying is the, you know, nearly million dead in the U.S. alone. So if we're extrapolating the real numbers, and if you take that 6% body that's left, by the way, it's still tens of thousands of people dead. But of that, only 2%, according to the CDC's later admissions, are actually COVID, because they lumped in pneumonia and flu, which, by the way, if you're looking at the flu or pneumonia, hooray, hallelujah, they've been cured. Flu and pneumonia is gone. I mean, it's like they just disappeared and there's nothing left of them. And there's only a few cases across the U.S. One report from the U.K. showed 0 cases of the flu from rainy, you know, misty, bad weather U.K. Does anyone believe that? That's nonsense. Just changing the death at that Bill Gates, where he, people read, it's called How to Lie with Statistics goes. They're using that to lie to people. It's deception by statistics.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Speaking about statistics and talking about people, in our last 5 or 10 minutes, I want to move to a very critical, dynamic issue, but I think it's being covered up. The border crisis. Joe Biden has created a border crisis. But as a result, I think, did I lose you, Dustin?
No, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I saw a couple of phone calls drop. I don't know if it was your number. The amount of drugs, fentanyl, human trafficking, guns, we can go on and on. I just posted a post on my blog today about that they caught 150 illegal immigrants coming in through a truck. What is this really all about? I think that the border crisis was created in order to allow the illegal activity to continue to flow through America. Because I think when Donald Trump was president, he cut off all of that illegal activity, everything. He shut everything down. There was nothing crossing that border. What say you?
Well, you know, we've all heard rumors of the CIA drug planes and being involved in the underground drug trade and how that funds their black bag operations, and I could probably prove that if you have a couple of hours. But on the other hand, we could just look at the what we know to be the case today, and look at the case of Cuba. First of all, if they were really humanitarian and that was their concern, and these were real refugees, and this was a legitimate crisis of refugees needing a new home, they would not be also rejecting boats of refugees fleeing from communist Cuba at the same time. Now, here's the tell, and here's how you know that they're lying. They're pushing a lot of these illegals coming up from South America, which largely vote at a rate of about 80% for socialism, which means Democrat, the false lies and promises of free stuff. And at the same time, they're pushing them in the red states. They're rejecting anti-communist Cubans that are going to come here and never, ever, ever vote Democrat. And they will not let them enter our country. So that's the tell. They're being hypocritical because it's not about helping people. It's about using them. And we talked about like a crisis at the southern border. If I can say something else shocking, the amount of children, and I'm not talking women, I'm not talking, I'm sure men in some cases, but I'm not talking all of the other victims. I'm just talking children that are going to be raped coming across the southern border this year because of Joe Biden's policies are around 250,000. In some cases, we've had situations where even lawmakers have reported gang rapes of little girls to the point where they stopped being able to scream because they were mute. That is what Joe Biden is doing. That is a second crisis, a second Holocaust that's happening.
I'm speechless. Yeah, the human trafficking and the children, it's just, it's unconscionable. It's unconscionable that this government, yes, and also you talked about denying the Cubans to come here because they'll end up being Republican. That's why they're letting hundreds of thousands of people come in from Venezuela. And I guess, oh, Joe Biden, he's a Democrat. But I don't know if these people are going to still vote Democrat after what they flee. A socialist, I don't know. It's going to be hard to tell. But I think that the Democrats are hoping to get a large share of those votes.
You know, I don't think that's a given anymore either. I think after President Trump, things have changed. Culturally, we're winning now. You know, Latinos for Trump, blacks for Trump, women for Trump, gays for Trump. I mean, they don't own anyone the way that they pretend that they do and the way that they believe that they do. It's no longer a huge Democrat plantation. Now it's kind of a tiny little elitist club where they're just being really snobby to everyone and no one likes, and we outnumber them 100-1 easily. And we saw that with every single President Trump rally and every single Joe Biden flop of a rally where he couldn't even fill up his circle chairs.
That's a point well noted. You're absolutely correct. And, you know, also, you know, I want to thank the AOC and the squads of the world for furthering dividing the, you know exactly where I'm going, for further dividing the Democratic Party and exposing their own hypocrisy within their own ranks. It's awesome to see. Would you like to?
I want to mention that you have a really keen political mind because you spotted. Well, it's something that I've been calling the internal civil war for the Democrat Party. There is a radical Islam, a radical communist Marxist, and also, a lot of Democrat Jews that have no idea what is on their side waiting to get them if they get power. So there's this attack on Jewish people from within the Democrat Party, which a lot of Jewish people are still voting for, from this radical Islamist side and sect, you could say, like the Squad. One example is recently they wanted to have, 70 different House Democrats sent a letter demanding that Israel essentially be rolled back on their colonies. And that was going to be, you know, a major, major political issue. It'll never pass, but you can see here that there is a internal schism that's forming here. The Democrat Party is not as rock solid as they appear to be.
Dustin, I want to say I'm very humbled and thankful for that compliment that you gave me. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We have about 5 minutes left in the show. Do you want to talk about your platform, share the information about your platform, your website, so if people, want to visit you, check out your media platform. Can you share that information, please?
Absolutely. We have NemosNewsNetwork.com, which is where we put out the daily broadcasts and updates and reports and articles. And we're just trying to keep people informed on what's really happening. That's almost the last place that you can find us. We are on a few other places still, like Gab and Rumble and BitChute and YouTube, for those who know about the Utah Gun Exchange Tube, which is great, good quality. There's not many places left, but I don't think the Democrats expected patriots and conservatives and pretty much everyone, right of Stalin at this point, to be able to form their own tech companies and be able to replace them as quickly as we have. And places like Gab are really coming along. I'm happy to be there, and I was really happy to see that so many people are leaving, not only big tech but fake news, cultural institutions like the sports, the Get Woke Go Broke is hitting them too, the big corporations as President Trump backed down, like Coca-Cola and others, with his call for a boycott. I mean, we're winning, and they're losing 50 to 60% of their ratings, their customers, mm-hmm. their views, and their voters. So we mm-hmm. are winning culture and information wars.
Amen.
NewsNetwork.com is where to find us.
You know, Donald Trump has been a blessing from God to this country. He exposed the establishment corruption on both sides, the Republican and the Democratic Party. He's raised the level of consciousness of all Americans, doubled his numbers with African Americans, doubled his numbers with Hispanics, doubled his numbers with gays, has Jews, everyone across the board. And we still are 80 million strong. And, yeah. Donald Trump, him becoming president, created a whole new, I call it the truth movement. And we're not going away. We, like you said, we're only building up and getting stronger, our voices. They can push back, but we're still coming. And I am so excited and proud to be a part of this America First, Patriots, Veterans First movement. Children first, education. I'm tired and disgusted of the division, the identity politics, the false racism narrative. I'm tired of being lied to. And I'm thankful and blessed that I am fighting alongside people like you and other patriots across this country to save our republic, because it's up to us. We all have a role to play. All of us have a role to play. Yeah. And that is why I do what I do. It's not for money. It's about helping to save this nation for my children, your children, our grandchildren. And I want to thank President Donald Trump for lighting that torch of hope for all Americans, all patriots, that we should not lay down. We should stand up and fight for our country.
You're a patriot on the front lines, Johnson. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Dustin. It was an honor again, a pleasure, a blessing, taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on my show and speak truth to power. I hope with your busy schedule, I can have you come back on another month or so, and share with my audience more specifically about the book, there's so many issues that we could talk about that's going on. I just hope that we could, set something up where you can, with your busy schedule, come back on, because this information is very, very important, and I'm thankful and blessed that I have a platform to be able to host you on. God bless you and your family, Dustin.
I'd be happy to. Yeah, of course.
For those that are tuning in, you're listening to the Chauncey Show. We're always right, never left. We put God first and politics second. We had co-author of QAnon Art of War, Dustin Nemos, in the studio, always speaking truth to power. He is a truth seeker and a truth speaker, and we're honored and blessed to have him. as well as all American patriots are, for the work that he does for all of us. We are humbled and thankful and blessed by his work. He is a fighter for all of us. He has been banned by every social media platform, speaking truth, standing up for all Americans, no matter color, race, religion. Dustin Nemos is a fighter for truth, and we thank him, and we should honor him. And please, I implore all of my listeners, if you can, to try to follow him, visit his website, his blog, because the information that you get will be the truth unfiltered, and that's what people and patriots are looking for today, and Dustin provides that, and we're going to have him back on to talk about his book. And I want to take a moment not only to thank all my listeners for tuning in, but I also want to share an update. This Thursday, we're going to have first Asian immigrant, Amy Von West, who's running out of California's 45th district. She's going to be in the studio, an amazing story, refugee story about her family and how they came here on a boat. She's going to be in the studio on Thursday. You can follow The Chauncey Show on Parler, on Gab, on Facebook, on Twitter. It's Chauncey Show USA. Please, we would like to continue being a voice for you. So if you could help us out with a donation, please PayPal me, The Chauncey Show, PayPal me, The Chauncey Show, and we thank you for your contributions. We depend on small contributions from you because we speak the truth, so we don't want to be tied down by big donors who wants to control our voice. We're an unfiltered voice for the people. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. We want to thank you all for tuning in. Have a blessed and wonderful evening. Until next time, God bless you all, and remember, keep the faith.